I found that I was HIV positive in 1985, and I was probably positive for a couple, at least a couple of few years before that. And I sort of sailed along fine until 1993, and then that was really the cataclysmic moment. I woke up one morning here in the studio getting ready to go to the country and felt like a freight train hit me. I had had a stroke that paralyzed me and landed flat on my back in the hospital for 7 months, and simultaneously had a whole, ran the whole gauntlet of HIV diseases. The one that I was not able to erase was the sight loss from CMV retinitis. So after coming out of shock and realizing where I was and, coming to again, I realized that in order to keep any kind of sanity, I had to continue what it was that I had been doing since I was 11. And also, it was a way to cheer up the people around me because people were so sad at the irony of a photographer losing his sight. And it was clear that I was going to survive the HIV illnesses, but it was also very clear that the damage that I was immune to the medication for CMV retinitis, and searched the world over on the internet and the telephone trying to find everything that I could. Finally, 7 months later, it was time to come home. Still with my sight diminishing, I had already lost the sight in one eye, and the other one was rapidly coming to a close, and I decided that I would make a show during that time, and I called it Lengthening Shadows Before Nightfall. And really, I made it as something to share with my family, and what I didn't expect to have were the tremendous re response. The response from the public was overwhelming. And I realized that I had finally landed in the place that I meant to be when I started, when I came here when I was 20. I just took a very difficult route.